Hello, family. I am Sonia P, and I am a compulsive overeater walking the steps of recovery and grateful to have you along with me as a part of what I like to call my chosen family, even if you're not sure if you belong or even want to be here. And I say that because whether you're full of doubt after my share, it is absolutely okay. Because trust me when I tell you this, there is someone in these OA streets or these OA rooms that has a squad of fellows waiting to welcome you with open arms. But most importantly, they will wait for you whenever you are ready. This program that we work, this OA program, is customizable to meet your needs, but the steps and the tools of recovery are evident and irreplaceable. To walk this journey of recovery, family, we need fellowship. Fellowship with a higher power, freedom from toxic fellowship, but most importantly, an opportunity to mend and craft new ones that amplify and champion the values that you see in your recovery and also teach you to tolerate, but also appreciate the other values in other people. In fact, we have something called the Responsibility Pledge, and it goes a little like this if you don't know. Always to extend the hand and the heart of OA to all who share my compulsion. For this, I am responsible. Yet for me, that was a very hard concept to embrace because my whole life has been stacked with these toxic, enabling, disabling relationships that model to me the exact opposite. And let's face it, in these spaces, in these rooms, we will doubt ourselves and we will doubt other people. Our addictive, our compulsive condition thrives on confusion, isolation, suspicion, self-doubt, and even conflict. It's hard. I mean, it's really hard to feel like you belong when most of us have heard our whole entire lifetime that we don't. For many years, I was comfortable with being very, very surface. I've talked about this often. That is my safe space, right? For years of rejection taught me that I had to see life as what I call transactional, right? There were things that were meant to be temporary and self-serving. And because I lived that transactional life, I lived a life full of balance and full of chaos. So to come in rooms where thoughtful reflections were expressed through outreach and sponsorship, that was exposing things in my life that I didn't want to deal with. I felt that that was unnecessary pain you were uncovering. That was unnecessary uncertainty. So it's not a surprise I was a runner. I was a runner. I came in and out of these rooms for years, desperate and terrified. But there was something that kept bringing me back, drawing me back to these rooms. And I know what it was, but I was afraid to articulate it because I thought I could never find it here. If I cannot find it in the real world, I can't find it here. This life that I led of overdrawn, depleting transactions left me desperate and lonely. But my gut feelings, my God winks, as I called them, my nudges, my intuition was telling me I needed more. I needed the safety, I needed the comfort, and I needed the lovely accountability found in relational spaces. And that is what I had to find here. But to do that, I needed to surrender to the process. But that's what's hard again for me to fathom. Because remember, I lived this transactional life. I did a lot of surrendering in my entire life, and I got nothing out of it. Family, I surrendered in relationships that left me battered and bruised emotionally. I surrendered my time that left me responsible financially for things that I should not have been responsible for, that caused damage to my professional relationship in certain spaces. I surrendered my intellect. That left me unseen and unheard in spaces where other people were celebrated for doing my work. And I surrendered my body. Yes, I surrendered my body that left me susceptible to medical illness and a whole lot of gossip. But most importantly, family, I surrendered my hopes and my dreams that left me into hospitals on suicide watch. In these rooms, family, we are often inundated with memories. And though they are therapeutic, they're often hard to voice. You want me to surrender to a group of people I don't know when the people who I grew up with, the people that I work with, didn't give me a time of day? You want me to surrender my hurt and my pain in a meeting and confess stuff that I've never confessed to my mother or my father or my family or my God? You people are bold and you are tripping. So a surprise that I've been in and out of these rooms since 2015. But like a great old Uno reverse card, unlike other spaces that I surrendered to in the past, anytime I stepped into an OA space, I was always welcome home. Was it always with the same people? No. Did I always get along with those people? Absolutely not. But regardless of it all, they never ever gave up on me and they loved me until I could start to do the same for them. Trust me, it was a hard concept for me, but in OA, there is something we call acting as if, right? Doing something until you get the grasp of the concept. And for a lot of people, that's hard to understand why I gotta fake it till I make it. Because this is not an accelerated program, right, Sonia? You said I can go at my own pace. Absolutely. But family, if you're willing to pick up the phone, if you're willing to do a text, if you're willing to stay in the room, if you're willing to stay online just a little bit longer in those parking lots, you will find fellowship and unity. Because of the fellowship of OA, I am more confident with my journey. Am I disappointed in some of the things I did in my past year? But absolutely no shame. I've dropped shame. You guys have taught me to be the power of vulnerability in these rooms, that I could tell my story with no shame. And that I could hold space for others, that I can, most importantly, be hopeful and expected again when I'm thinking about building new relationships. But most importantly, you've taught me that I have the ability to dream new dreams. All because someone took the responsibility pledge seriously and they kept these doors open for me, physically and virtually, when I didn't even want to show up. Family, I always like a call to action, and I do this. Someone is waiting on you to step into your recovery so they can see that it's possible, right? Someone is waiting on you to model inclusiveness in meetings because they need to know that they belong. Someone is waiting on you to demonstrate grace so they will know they also deserve it. So I'm going to say it again. What's the OA responsibilities pledge? Always to extend the heart and hand of OA. To who share my compulsion. For this, I am responsible. This shy girl that ran out all these rooms, who was quick to run away and isolate herself in the parking lot and be silent. In my local community, I am on my intergroup board. I am a regional rep. I chair a committee in a virtual intergroup. I lead tech teams. I am a co-host. I am a meeting host. And most importantly, I've learned how to be a friend. So, what legacy, what bridge of recovery can you begin to build by simply saying, hello, my name is, welcome to OA, welcome home? Because whether we like it or not, family, it is our responsibility. So, I want to say again, thank you for keeping these doors opening for me. Thank you for letting me step into my purpose as a person in recovery. Thank you for allowing me to know that I am appreciated. And thank you for allowing me to speak with you today. Thanks.